The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said to him, 'Do you want us to go out and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In keeping with our summertime tradition, that was the shorter version of today's gospel. You're welcome. Very familiar parable, right? We've all heard it dozens of times. So this should be a very easy question. In the parable, Jesus offers a model of the kingdom of heaven that is... Let's go through the list of possibilities, shall we? Might it be the field? The field is where the weeds and the wheat grow together, but weeds. Maybe the field is a symbol of our own lifetime. It can't be the weeds, right? Because the weeds have to be the bad things, the bad people, the temptations all around us. Maybe it's the wheat. But that must be us, right? We're the good people doing good things, just trying to grow and bear fruit while surrounded by all the nasty weeds of the world. It can't be the fire, because that's got to be hell, right? Maybe it's the barns. That's where the good wheat goes, right? When we, the good people of God, go home to God, we'll be safe and warm in God's barns. Sound good? Ain't true. Heaven is not a barn. I played in barns when I was a little kid. They were dairy barns. The air wasn't all that good. The model of heaven that Jesus gives us in this parable is not a what. It's a who. The model of heaven is the master of the field. The kingdom of heaven is not a thing. It isn't a place. It is a state of being always and fully in loving relationship with God. And as we heard read from the Book of Wisdom a few minutes ago, God is the source of all justice. And God is the one who judges with mercy, the one who teaches us, as wisdom said, those who are just must be kind. But we're still represented by the wheat in this parable, right? Maybe sometimes. Sometimes I feel pretty confident that I'm kind of a growing stalk of wheat, doing my best to mysteriously somehow produce something that's good for the world, something that's nourishing for others. But really, in that metaphor, I have to recognize that the soil, the power to sprout, the rain and the light are all gifts of God way beyond my control. So I'm not the creator of the fruit. I just get to cooperate with God's creative power. But that's a pretty good life. Sometimes we're the wheat. But we can also be the weeds, too. I know that I have been a source of pain for others. I've done things and said things that have prevented or limited the good that I am meant to bring into the world. Anybody else in the room ever have that occasion? Maybe a little bit, sometimes, when nobody's looking. Sadly, sometimes we are the weeds. But today, I think the most important symbol of who we are in this parable is the servants. They're loyal to the master. They want the master's field to prosper, but they are also very quick to judge and easily outraged. They cannot abide the presence of these new, unplanned plantings. But in God's justice, everything grows together. The master must calm the servants down, force them to be patient, so that no growth is stifled unjustly. Given the state of our world today, that is a very important, very pertinent lesson. We're not called to be instantaneous judges of who or what belongs. We are called to tend the field, called to grow in the light of the gospel, called to trust that when we are the wheat, we will not be pulled up and burned without purpose, and called to trust that in God's justice, the good will finally triumph. Now, the way that will happen is beyond our imagination. But the faith to which we are called makes that an optimistic statement. There's a prayer that expresses this thought beautifully. It was written by the now deceased Bishop of Saginaw, Michigan, Ken Untner. I'm going to read you an abbreviated form of it. If you want to read the whole thing, I've put a link to it on the homepage of the parish website. But in part, this is what Bishop Untner wrote. It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of what is the magnificent enterprise of God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings us perfection. No program accomplishes the church's mission. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything. And there is liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and do it very well. It might be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own.